So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak taught, Kala menacha shenikmetzu shaloy lishman kisheris, ela shaloy ala lebal m'shem chayva. And the Mishnah makes the following exception. Chutz b'minchas chayte, or minchas kenayis psulis. If a kain did kemitza shaloy lishman, a mincha that atones in place of a karban chatas, or on the mincha b'seita, a woman suspected of adultery, the mincha is pasul, and the kaimitz may not be burned on the mizbech, and the shirayim may not be eaten. The Gemara initially assumes that the sources for these two menachas are as follows. Menachas chayte, psula shaloi lishma, because chatas karech mana, the Torah refers to it as a chatas, and the pasuk, lo yasam aleo shemim, lidna aleo levayna, ki chatasi. And as we know from the first Mishnah, Mesech de Zvachim, chatas psula shaloi lishma. And menachas kenayis psula shaloi lishma, because there is a gzeres shava from chatas through the word avayn. The pasuk of Karban Chatas states, "Va'isa nasan lachem losis es avin ha'eda," and the pasuk of Minchas Kenai states, "Ki Minchas Kenai su Minchas zekeres maskeres avin." Machatas pesula shalei lishma, af Minchas Kenai is pesula shalei lishma. However, the Gemara concludes that Chatas cannot be a source for shalei lishma pesula, even though there's a gzeres shava, because the pasuk of Chatas states, "Vashachat oisa lachatas," and we expound oisa lishma kshera shalei lishma pesula. Avo kol kachim bein lishman bein shalei lishman ksherin. Only a karban chatas is pasul shaloi lishma, but all other karbanas are kosher even shaloi lishma. Then the Gemara concludes that the word who is the source for shaloi lishma psula, because regarding all three karban chatas, minchas chayte, minchas kenayis, the pasuk mentions the word who. The pasukim of chatas and minchas chayte state chatas hu, and the pasuk of minchas kenayis states ki minchas kenayis hu. The word who implies leikuva, that lishma is mandatory to these karbanas, and if they were done shaloi lishma, they're pasul. Nevertheless, Ashim Kasher Shalei Lishmai, if the Shechit of a Karban Ashim was done Shalei Lishmai, it is Kasher, even though the Torah also uses the word Hu regarding Ashim, as the Pasuk says, V'hikter Oysim HaKoyin Ashim Hu. However, the Gemara explains, HaHu Hu, La'achar Ktaris Emurin Hu Dechsev. This term Hu is written after the Emurim already burned, and Ktaris Emurin is not Ma'akev. It's not an essential Avodah. If it was not done, the Karban is Kosher. Therefore, it cannot refer to the halach of shalei lishma, which only disqualifies during the four essential avodas, which are ma'akev, shchita, kabbalah, hailacha, zrika. The Gemara proceeds with a three-way machlokes regarding minchas ha'omer, shekmatza shalei lishma. The minchas ha'omer permits chadash, it permits the grain of the new year to be eaten. And in this daf discusses the first opinion only. Rav says, minchas ha'omer shekmatza shalei lishma, psula. If the kemitza of the minchas ha'omer was done shalei lishma, it is possible because ha'ilavas lahatr v'lahitira. Since this mincha comes for a specific purpose, to be matr chadash, which is not fulfilled, because even if it was kosher, la'ol ba'al m'shem chayva, therefore it is pasul. And Rav also applies his halacha to the following karbanas, for the same reason. Asham nazir, v'asham metzayra, sheshachten shalei lishma, and psulin. If one did shechita shalei lishma on the karban asham brought by a nazir tamei, or on the karban asham brought by a metzara, the karban is pasul, because ha'ilu ba'al ha'chshir v'lehich shiru, these karbanas also come for a specific purpose, to be machshir. The Ashram Nazir completes the Tahara of a Nazir Tameh, and he can now begin to recount the Yemei Naziris. And the Ashram Metzerah completes the Tahara of a Metzerah, and he may now enter the Machna. And the question arises, according to Rav, the Mishnah at the beginning of our Masechta Menachos lists only Minchas Chayte or Minchas Kenayis as an exception that it's possible. Why does it not also list Minchas Ha'omer that it's possible? And the Gemara answers and differentiates as follows. The Mishnah includes only a Mincha that is Ba Yachid, brought by an individual, and bo beglal asma, brought by itself, not together with another carbon. Shein kavu len zman, does not have a set time. While the minchas ha'omer is bo betzibur, brought by the public, and bo beglal zevach, brought together with a carbon oila, and the kavu len zman has a set time on tezayin nisan. Similarly, the Gemara asks, the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta Zvachim lists only ha'pesach v'achatas as exceptions that are possible. Why does it not also list asham nazir u'mitzayra as exceptions that are possible? The Gemara answers because kivinika asham gezeles v'asham meilas the kapara asu loy psikale. The Mishnah would have needed to differentiate between the other ashamas that come only for kapara and are shaloi lishmei kasher. The Gemara proceeds to question Rav's reasoning of asham nazir v'asham meitzer pasul the bo lahachshav lahichshiru. If so, all other ashamas should also be shaloi lishmei pasul because haninami bo lekapara v'lekipru. These karbanos also come for a specific purpose, to achieve atonement for their ownness, which is not fulfilled, because even if they were kosher, la'ol ba'al m'shem chayva, therefore should be pasul. Rabbi Yimri answers that asham nazir mitzayra that are machshirin are more chamer, more stringent, than the other ashamas that are mechaprim. Therefore only machshirim are shalei lishmei pasul, while mechaprim are shalei lishmei kasher. And we see the machshirim are more chamer than mechaprim from the following halacha. Machshirin les behud da asu la'achar misa. Mechaprim is behud da asu la'achar misa. A machshir can never be brought after its owner dies, while a mechaper can sometimes be brought after its owner died. As the Mishnah Masechtas Krisus rules, Aisha Shaviya Khatasa Umesa, Yaviu Yershna Lasa, Ailasa Umesa, La Yaviu Yershn Khatasa. After childbirth, a woman brings a karma chatas, which is a machshir, permits her to eat kachim, and a karma oila, which is a machaper. And if she brought her karma chatas and then died, her heirs can bring her karma oila because it's a machaper. But if she brought her karma oila and then died, her heirs cannot bring her karma chatas because it's a machshir. And even though we do find regarding the karbanas oila b'shlam of a nazir tahar that are machshir, and even so the asal achamisa, this is because hechshir she'in kavuhu, the amamar gilach alechem mishlashtan yatsa. The hechsher is not exclusive to each carbon because only one of the carbons is required to accomplish the hechsher. While regarding Hashem Nazir and Mitzayra, La'asal Achamisa, because hechsher kavuhu, the hechsher is exclusive to this carbon because only the Yashim can accomplish the hechsher. The Gemara, however, refutes Rav's ruling for the following brisa. Hashem Mitzayra Shanishchot Shloi Lishmai, Hareza Ilo Legabi Mizbeach, V'ton Nesachim, V'tzarech Hashem Achar Lahakshirai. If Shechita Shaloi Lishmai was done to an Hashem Metzera, the carbon is kosher and is burned on the Mizbeach and requires Minchas Nesachim like any Hashem Metzera, but the owner's obligation is not fulfilled. This Braisa clearly rules that Hashem Metzera Shenishchot Shaloi Lishmai kosher and disagrees with Rav, who ruled Hashem Metzera Shenishchot Shaloi Lishmai pasul. To Yuftin the Rav. The Gemara in the next daf will discuss the other two opinions regarding Minchas HaOmer Shekamatza Shaloi Lishmai.